So we said last time that that the halacha is that talking about in descending order the halachos of the location and various avodos of the karbanos, which are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, starting with the Kodshei Kodshim. So Mishnah Beis teaches us as follows. Parim hanisrafim. Guys in the back, please. Guys are getting a daily dose. If you want a daily dose of Mishnah, feel free to join us. Parim hanisrafim. So, just getting started. Come on in. You can open it up. Parakim Mishnah Beis. So if you have, last time we talked about the Parvus Arshiyam Makipurim. So those were completely brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Yom Makipurim. And now we're talking about the Parim HaSarim HaNisrafim, which is a more general category of those Parim and Seirim, those bullocks and goats that were burnt outside of Yerushalayim. So they are therefore a lower level of Kedusha, even though they're Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shechitasam Batzav. So they're similarly shechted in the northern part of the Azara, the north of the Mizbach HaKetores in the Azara. And similarly, like other Kodshei Kodshim, their blood is received in a Klisharis in the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash, or of the Azara. What? Yeah, in order to perform the Zrika Saddam, that's correct. The Daman Ta'un Hazai, but it could be even like Mamish right to the north. That's not usually what they did, because they shechted far away and by these rings and etc. But in theory, that's what could be done. Api Allah. Daman Ta'un Hazai Al Paroch Es Yom Zach Hazav, their blood required sprinkling on the curtain and on the Mizbach Hazav. So even though they were shechted elsewhere, still these required Zrika Saddam on the Mizbach Hazav. So unusually, the Zrika had to be performed in the Heichal, in the Kodesh. And moreover, like was in the previous Mishnah, Matana chas mi'em mi'akaves, right? So even a single Matana is me'akev, and that's based on the principle that we said that in Kodshim, whenever Shina alav hakasav la'akev, right? That's the Gemara says in Zvachim in a number of places, not in the Mishnah, I don't believe, but it's in the Gemaras, that if the Torah repeats something in the world of Kodshim, it's considered to be an indication that that is me'akev, that it's an essential part of the Korban. If it only appears once, then it is not me'akev. On the other hand, similar to the previous Mishnah, Shere Adam HaShofech Asad Ma'arav Vishim Zmeach Achitzon, the extra blood, in other words, that was not essential to the core Zeruko Saddam, that they would pour again on the western side of the Yisod of the Mizbech Achitzon, same as previous mission, Lo Nasan Loikev, again, that's the Shiyare Hadam Rana Ma'akev, only the Zeruko Saddam, Elu Va'elu Nisrafin Bevei Sadoshen. These, in other words, what? Right? The animals themselves were burnt in the Beis HaDeshen. Beis HaDeshen is a place that was outside of the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a special place. That was also, they brought the Trumas HaDeshen, etc. That was a designated place for the burning of any matters of Kedusha that came from the Beis HaMikdash. Very good. Yasher Koch, we continue with the order of the Korbanos and descending order of Kedusha as we go weiter.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yasher Koch. Hi, but what about Malim Bakodesh Ein Moridin? Taka? It's a Shaila? Chanukah's not that far off. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, do we go up, do we go down? Shnai should have gone up. What do you think, coach? Taka? It's a Shaila, huh?